Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm glad you're here. I am Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my book is theageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, I wouldn't get to laugh very much during the day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth is here. She is the director of economics21.org, an organization and a website I encourage you to check out. She's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute and a former economist for the government working for the Bush 41 administration, right, Diana?
I worked in the Reagan administration, the Bush 41 administration, the Bush 43 administration, and I was chief economist of the Labor Department.
Department of Labor, that's right. I'll admit, that's right, exactly right. So speaking of which, and folks, this is really important. This discussion about the Labor Department is really important because under the Obama administration, Secretary of Labor Perez wreaked all kinds of havoc on us, including the fiduciary rules for the financial planners, including
the assault on our franchise industry,
which is unprecedented.
Right.
He was just a horrible enemy of job creators. And so,
this is
why it's important for us to discuss who's going to go in as the Department of Labor Secretary, because it affects us very directly in our businesses out here. So, Diana, Andy Pudzer was the first nominee, but he wound up having to withdraw because he was attacked by not only Democrats, but Republicans. What's that all about?
He was attacked on fallacious grounds. He was attacked by saying that 60% of his restaurants, he was the owner of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, those chains of restaurants.
Right, he was the president of that company.
Yeah, and Bloomberg DNA produced a spreadsheet that they said proved that 60% of his restaurants had violations. And how could you appoint a labor secretary that had 60% of his restaurants with violations? Well, they calculated that by taking the restaurants investigated, which was about 53, and finding that 60% of those 53 had some violation.
So they sampled his restaurants. It wasn't comprehensive.
Right. But the right way to do it was to take all his restaurants, which is 3,000, and then figure out which ones had a violation. There you get fewer than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
So using the proper methodology, which is all the restaurants, you get fewer than 1%. And then they also said he had millions of dollars of investments in UBS. And that, when you looked into that, he had a mortgage.
I understand that the opposition, I don't quite understand Bloomberg's point in doing that, but I understand the Democrats. They're trying to do everything they can to discredit the president. But why would a dozen Republicans say they have questions about him? What's that all about? I'm telling you, on the other, if this were Perez, no Democrat would vote against him.
When he was divorced 30 years ago, his wife made accusations of domestic abuse, which she later recanted.
We've heard all that, but are you saying that's why some of the Republicans said they might not vote for him?
That's the main reason, because
a
political reporter called Marianne Levine got the tape of an Oprah show.
From Oprah,
sent it to all the Republican senators and said you couldn't confirm this person.
So,
even though his ex-wife had gone into the Oprah interview with a wig and under an assumed name because she wanted a trip to Chicago at the time.
So let me ask you a question. Do you agree with me that this would never happen. The Democrats are too good at politics to let that happen. They would never allow their people to go off reservation.
Right. I think that's true. Also, they tend to stand up for their nominees. I mean, if you look at Timothy Geithner, he hadn't paid all his taxes.
Right.
He got confirmed as
There's all kinds secretary. Of things that the Obama folks had that they wound up getting through. All right. So the new guy is Alex Acosta, the first
exactly,
Hispanic
yes.
nominee in the Trump administration. What do you think
yes.
about him?
I think he's going to be great. He was a member of the Federalist Society. He was a member of the National Labor Relations Board.
He doesn't hate job creators, does he?
No, he's going to do a great job. But I think it would have been good to have someone who would actually run a company as Secretary of Labor.
Right.
Because then he could see the effects of all these rules in practice. There's nothing like a real job creator, someone who's turned around
so
a company.
So you feel like we lost something when we lost Pudzer?
Definitely, yes. I think Pazda would have been really great. I think we need more businessmen in the cabinet and fewer, lawyers.
Why did the Trump administration not stand up for him?
Some people say that his immigration views were not amenable to some of the people in the White House. In the White House, there's an anti-immigration faction and a pro-immigration faction. And apparently the people who were in the anti-immigration faction did not like Pazda's views because
right.
Pazda says we need more legal immigrants, which, of course, President Trump has said in his book, Crippled
right.
America,
right.
that he loves legal immigrants. He just doesn't want illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So some people say that is the reason. But who knows? You know, this is politics. I'm just an economist. So I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it ain't beanbag, that's for sure. But I'm going to say it again. I've said it before. In the Olympic blood sport of politics, Democrats are better than Republicans when it comes to fighting in the trenches. They're just better than Republicans. That's all there is to it. They stick to their game plan. Tintail, right back with Dinah Furchtgott-Roth. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.